You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. No, somebody, somebody, somebody.
Have I been? What have I been up to? I've been losing my mind. I've been losing my little mind. For real. You have to know. You have to know because the only reason since you're going to record podcast episode, I swear, I've been losing my mind. I don't know if it's just me, but sometimes I usually get into my head. And when I get into my head, I usually have these thoughts of, you know, realistically speaking and thinking, not everybody is going to make it in life. Not everybody is going to be rich and successful off their hard work and blah, 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 blah. So then sometimes I start thinking, what if I'm that percentage? What if I'm that percentage of people that work hard? And you know how the whole speech of work hard, did you do it, couldn't you show off? Oh, you know, realistically speaking, sometimes your path is just set. Like, I don't know who has the answers. I don't know who has e-marking scheme, but life is not planned out. Some people are going to make it, and some people are just not going to. And 9 times out of 10, it's not even about your hard work or whatever. It's just how everything plays out in life. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? So I'm saying, what if I'm doing all these things and thinking I'm doing all these things right? I'm the percentage that, oh my god. So yeah, so that had me losing my mind for a bit, and that's why I haven't recorded a podcast episode, because my mind has not been right after having those thoughts. And I usually get them at least like it'll happen, that thought will come across maybe once in like 2 months, and I start panicking. I'm like, bruh, I just want to make it out alive. I just want to win. But you know how fucked up your reality will be, very fucked up. Because with everything that you could do, if it's just not meant to be for you, it's just not gonna come. Whether you at all find your nini, work your best foot forward, bruh. Anyway, let me not think about it again. Alafu need you to shake the shackles, because bruh, I just broke the chains. I just broke the chains, and now I'm free. I don't know. How are you guys mentally? Like, what's your mental health like? I feel like we're all collectively really going through it. Every time I see something on the timeline, I see people talking, or you just have conversations with people, we're really all collectively going through it. And I'm like, first of all, aren't we a little bit too young to be going, I don't know, are we a little bit too young to be having these stresses of life? But then again, what's the age to be stressing about life? Because people say that nafoka to stress about life could make it better for ahead, right? Oh, I'm tired. Got the show. I'm waiting for my mom to wake up and say, "Glo, we've been rich." I just wanted you to be humble, because why isn't that day coming? Oh, I'm tired. I'm tired of adulting. It's really one. My mental health is in the pits. Like, now the older that I get, the more I understand wasi ukwanga tu amechizi. Otherwise, those people who growing up labda kwa estate yako kulikuwa msa yako tu sawa, alikuwa tu sawa, alafu one day tu akakreki. Like, hey, this stuff inaweza fanyika virahisi sana. Like, you could just be chilling one day and bruh, your mind just tweaks. Because me says, Sometimes I usually feel like, hey. It's like I'm leaning towards the other side. I'm leaning towards the other side. But anyway, I don't know. How's your mental health? Personally for me, whenever I feel like my mental health is about to start plummeting or whatever, I usually really, really, really start practicing self-care. Especially now considering, when I used to be home, I never actually used to really notice it. But when I was home, I could let something slide and I could be like, oh, I'm upset. But like now that I have like, you know, my own space, I live alone and everything. Whenever I feel myself getting, like, I feel like my mental health, it's not doing so great. I pick up things like cleaning up my house. I make sure my house is super clean. My clothes are folded. Everything is hung. I just make sure everything is in place. Like, there's nothing bad. Like, the fact that you live alone, you come back home to a dirty house and already my mental is in the shackles. I try and keep at least everything up to par. I also upgrade my self-care. Like, I recently started water flossing. I don't know if you guys know what it is, but if you've been following this podcast long enough, I'm big on my dental care. I'm big on all my care. But yeah, I'm big on my dental care, and I recently found out about water flossing. And I bought a water flosser, or what do you call it? Nilinunua yoka machine. Yoka tool. Nilibuy from Jumia. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like anytime I usually practice or pick up a new self-care routine, self-care habit, I just feel a little bit better. Because it's like, okay. The mental might be shit, but at least you're taking care of yourself. You know, at least your breath don't stink. At least, you know, at least you smell good and stuff like that. I'm like, you know, a win is a win. A win is a win. So yeah, I usually really focus on trying to do things to make myself feel good and, you know, personal care or whatever, if I have to buy myself stuff or whatever. But anyway, I really hope you guys who are listening to this are trying to do good by yourselves. You're trying to make sure your mental is good. You're trying to take care of yourself, because it's always about trying. I can't say take care of yourself, because some days you just don't want to do it. You just don't want to do it. So I hope every day we're striving, we're trying. We're just, you know. It's something I read this week. The cost of procrastination is a life you could have lived. Start doing things without hesitation. If you want it, you're going to have it. Every time I see a quote on procrastination, it's always when I'm procrastinating. I saw that quote. I was procrastinating the podcast. I was so many things in my life this week I've been pushing. I've been like, you know what? I'll just do it another day. I'm not in a good mood. My mental is not the best. Then I see those quotes and I feel so guilty. I'm like, anyway. Because the more you keep on pushing it, the more you keep on... It's like you're pushing your blessings as well. Maybe Leo will fuck on your stuff. Your blessing you call Leo. Like, it needs to warm me block. Because I'm a boo. Oh, my procrastinate. Oh. How many things have I missed out on because of procrastination? Can the universe just tell me right now? No. Let me know. Ignorance is bliss. I'd rather not know. Fun fact, I'm recording this podcast episode while braiding my hair. I got home a little bit earlier and I have a whole weekend planned. So I had to get this shit done. Like, there's nothing much to it. I haven't held my hair in so long. Earlier, we got to out and I'm about to loosey-goosey. You know what I'm saying? Woo, Dime Choker, can you tell? I'm tired. I'm so tired. I had such a long day. And then I come back home to cook for myself and then still braid my own hair. Then you find somebody DMing me and telling me, oh my God, you're so that you're so self-sufficient. You do your own hair, you do your own, you make it. No, listen. Listen, if it could be done for me, I will take the easy route. I do not like to be an independent woman. I don't like to be a self-sufficient woman. I don't like to be or look like a woman who can handle shit by herself. See, I need the assistance. It's just, where's the time, bro? Nobody actually tells you about this adulting thing. Akuna time. Akuna, yani, akuna time, akuna fun. There's nothing, nothing, nothing. There's no smiles. You know, I don't remember the last time I smiled. I don't remember. I don't. Bro, if I smile, my face might crack. Nimekuwa tu Steve. Nimekuwa tu mtu Steve. There's nothing to smile about. Okay, okay. The only thing to smile about is fuel. It's, the fuel prices are going down. So, okay. Okay. Maybe Ruto anatuonekania. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. Just maybe. But I don't want to get too excited, because one thing about this country, it's the hope that kills. It's the hope that fucking kills. Anyway. Can you tell the midlife crisis? Guy. Midlife crisis in Anzanga when? Sini go 25 halfway to 50. I'm a midlife ni. Anyway, I feel like I started this week a little bit off. I started the week so sick. I was so sick. Since you come out, it comes with age. My immune system, I was throwing up. I was weak. I was just done and dusted. That's how I started the week. But anyway, eventually I had to suck it up, because for one, being an adult, you're not even allowed to be sick. There's no time to be sick, because it's all I'm going to uta replace you. We need younger, healthier people around. So, you know, there's no time to be sick. So I had to get my butt up and get back to work. And one thing I also realized about myself is, I don't know if it's just me or if it's everyone, but whenever I'm sick and I just like mope around and stay and don't do anything, I usually feel like I'm even getting worse compared to when I actually just try to get up and push myself to actually do something. As a kamani, kitu kiasi kiasi, just, you know, that one for kuamka tu. So yeah, so usually if I just mope around, I usually feel like I'm getting worse compared to if I get up and push myself to do something. And I don't know why this correlated to the situation or whatever. It just reminded me of this expression saying, you know what I mean. You don't heal from isolation. Like when you're, whatever it is, it could be the smallest thing, it could be your period, it could be whatever. Whenever I get my period and I'm just at home alone, dininini, especially the fact that I live solo, whenever I'm sick, I usually feel like it's 10 times worse than when I'm with people, because now it's like, nikama tu umekaa mali unajiuri. I don't know what that usually is. I don't know the science behind it. But whenever I'm busy, okay, the science behind it definitely is that your mind is distracted from you just, from your pity party. Yeah, your mind is distracted from your pity party. But when you're just at home sitting and moping around, you're actually throwing the pity party. And that's why you feel better when you're up and about compared to when you're just sitting around. But anyway. I thought of the whole you don't heal from isolation, and I used to be such a believer of when something goes wrong, I need to stay out of the way and that would help. But I learned isolation is not. Which took me back to something I saw a while ago about people who self-isolate when overwhelmed. These type of people are people who usually had to solve their own problems on their own as a child. And, you know, on this podcast, we're always talking about unlearning certain traits that 9 times out of 10, subconsciously we learned or picked up along the way, you know, to better ourselves every single day. And I've always been this type of person who I never wanted to come off as a bother to my friends, and that's why I tend to like self-isolate. I do self-isolate. I am an avoidant, and I recently started getting out of my comfort zone to not be like that anymore. I recently had a conversation with one of my friends. She's called Amanda. So basically, we both came to the conclusion as to where we are avoidant, as to where we self-isolate to go through our own situations. And we're like, you know, because at the back of your head, 9 times out of 10, you're usually telling yourself, as a self-isolator or an avoidant, you're always telling yourself, okay, like, what actual assistance am I going to get? I'm just going to come off as a bother. No assistance, no nothing. There's nothing someone can do for me, which is very wrong. It's very wrong. It's a horrible mentality to have. It's great to have a healthy community of friends or a healthy community of people just around you who are okay with lifting the hand for you. That's one thing I came to realize, because no man is an island or whatever. At the end of the day, as a normal person, you do need the assistance, you do need the break, you do need the help, because you can't do everything. You're not Superman. So we actually sat down and we had that conversation, because at that point, she was also self-isolating and all that. And I was like, oh, you know, you don't need to do that, da, 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 blah, blah, blah. You have me as a friend. And then I realized, wait, Cleo. Cleo, unafanyanga hiyo shit. Cleo, unafanyanga hiyo shit. Unapatia mtu advice na pia unafanyanga hiyo shit. Anyway, yeah. So if you have a healthy group of people around you, I don't think that's ever going to be an issue. You're never going to come off as a bother to people who actually care about you or people who actually want to see good for you. That's something I had to learn along the way. Although as much as I still do self-isolate and I'm 100% an avoidant, 100%, as much as I still do know you have to have people around you who are willing to be the helping hand or whatever, because you do need the assistance in life, especially if you're someone suffering from, there's nothing bad, like, do you have mental health issues going on, and on top of that you self-isolate and you're an avoidant. That's two problems. That's too many. That's a recipe for disaster. That's too much on one person. Anyway, so self-isolation could also 9 times out of 10 lead to hyper-independency. I don't know if you guys know what hyper-independency is. Hyper-independency, for one, is a trauma response. It's like a way to feel safe because you still suffer from like past experiences in your life. So kind of like, let's say, a survival mechanism to not lose control over your feelings, your actions. So you convince yourself it's okay to stay alone and to prevent, you know, the heartache, the disappointment, whether it's with friendships, whether it's in relationships. A lot of us fail in friendships and relationships because the moment we see the inconsistency, the moment you feel a slight insecurity creep up, you're too kiasi, you close off and you say, you know what, I can take care of all of you by myself. I have, you know, me personally, I'm very guilty of this, especially when it comes to both my relationships and my friendships. The second I usually start feeling like, inconsistency, I back off. I 100% avoid the conversation of, oh, you know, what's wrong? Did I do something wrong? At some point, I used to think it was my ego. There's a difference. There's a difference of it being your ego, and there's a difference of it being you being an avoidant. And people always have that mixed up because someone else will think zi glana konga ji glana ringa tu da nini nini, but they don't know my POV. They don't know how. Oh, I'm hot and I'm thinking. I don't want to be loser mauna. I don't want to be over here asking, oh, what's wrong? Alafu nakubo naongeza. And then naongeza the irritation. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just avoid it. Let me just leave it. So it's nothing to do with ati, oh, ati, I feel like I'm too good for this or blah, blah, blah. It's just I've decided, oh, I don't want to be more of a bother than I already have been. So I'm like, okay, let me just leave it alone. Let me just leave it alone. Because, yeah. So this is something I'm trying to unlearn, because when I had the conversation with my friend Amanda, we did come to a conclusion where, you know, baby steps. We came to the conclusion where we were like, oh, okay. You know, if you're ever feeling like this, can you tell me? And I'll tell you, and we see where we meet each other in between. And of course, you know, these things are not going to be, it's not going to be easy. It's not all the time that you're going to turn to your friend and tell your friend this and this and this. Because if it's one thing, I think I really, really don't like being a charity case. Quote unquote. I don't like being a charity case. I also don't like people pitying me. People, spenaye kurumiwa. Like, tunadu, unanirumia janini. I actually feel like, No, let's not do that. Let's not draw attention to me. Let's leave it alone. And I usually deflect so much. Whenever I feel like people are like, oh, it's like the attention is on me, I'm usually like, oh, and what about da-da-da-da? I'll throw the story to something else. Like, that's not what we're about to do here today. But it's really okay to let people take care of you sometimes. It's really okay to let people take care of you. Like, it's okay. Because the second you start becoming hyper independency is actually really not a good thing. The whole thing of, oh, I can do it myself, I don't need anyone, it's really not. And the fact that it is a trauma response makes it 10 times worse, because now you feel like you're going to do all this by yourself until you crash and burn. Because realistically, you can't do everything by yourself. You do need the assistance. But anyway. So, the other thing that I'm currently working on myself is my self-isolating and my avoidance. I need to learn to speak up more when I don't like something or when I do like something. I need to just learn to speak up more and be more assertive about my feelings and not think that, oh, the fact that I've said this means that nabom say, and ikibom say, that's the wrong person around me. Am I right? Like, these are such uncomfortable conversations, especially if you've been used to being, you know, your own. Should I say Bob the Builder? Could you find everything for yourself because you don't want to do too much or put so much on other people? But yeah, asking for assistance, especially when it comes to my feelings, I am fully trying to get out of my comfort zone and learning how to express my feelings more. Like, you know, I need to do it more. So we'll see how that goes. I told you I'm very determined and busy fixing myself, busy healing myself, you know, making my moves, just blossoming into a beautiful young woman. That's my focus. Honestly, that's my focus. Like, my focus is learn and learn, relearn. That's been the motto, learn and learn, relearn. I've also learned that because I tend to not express my feelings much, when I do so, I can end up doing it aggressively. Because now at this point, it's like nimekuwa iyote nimekuwa tu ikibolap. And the second I actually do explode, it doesn't come out the best. And that's because I've been having all these suppressed emotions, all this suppressed anger, all this whatever, whatever. Until now, when you actually get to the point of actually expressing your feelings, you spill. You do it the wrong way. And all in all, you could have just, you know, you could have just said something. You could have just said, hey, it's me, Glow. I feel like my feelings are being discarded. I feel like this and this and this. I feel like this and this and this. So anyway, it's always be working on myself time. No days off. From everything, I think, when it comes to the whole self-isolation and whatever, the way I said, there's no healing in self-isolation. Anytime, have you ever noticed anytime at all, like if you're going through a depressive episode, they're actually longer when you're by yourself than when you decide, oh, let me just go outside and, you know, see people. Let me go outside and take a walk. Let me go outside and just live life. So allow yourself to receive help. Be appreciative of help. I think that's the first step to getting out of that comfort zone. At least even try and find one friend that you can talk to and you can just tell them, oh, this and this. Because like baby steps. Find that one friend you can come out and, you know, just tell them that and be like, oh, you know, da, da, da. And when they do give you the assistance, please learn to be 100% appreciative of it, because when you're appreciative of things, when you're appreciative of things, it means you know the value of it, like you know the importance of it, you know how much it means, like you understand its importance, you understand its value. So be okay admitting you can't do things by yourself. That's also another step that I think I've been trying to learn, is just being okay with admitting I can't do things by myself. Like sometimes it's okay, you know, even if it's the smallest, pettiest thing. When you go to the supermarket, you listen and say, Maziwa inakunga aisle gani, instead of walking around the whole supermarket, wasting valuable time. You could have just asked an attendant. That's their job. When you could have just asked an attendant, and you'll see how easy it is and how happy you are receiving assistance. So, you know, the more you do it with, I think the more you do it with at a simple situations like that, I'm saying, go to the supermarket and just ask, what's on this aisle? Because personally, I think when you go to the supermarket, I usually don't ask. So I'm like, this person is probably already having a day. But no. Just be polite. Ask for it. Ask for the assistance. Be grateful for the assistance. You know, thank you. Go about your day. It made your day a bit easier. You know, the small things really accumulate in how your day will go. So the more you make your day easier throughout, the less tired I feel like you'll be at the end of the day. I don't know. You know, I'm also still learning this. I'm also still practicing it as much as I am sharing it on this podcast. So yeah. Also, one thing that I saw someone saying about self-isolators and avoidance, we need to learn that. We need to learn now that we are not a burden. Like, shift your mindset. You are not a burden. And when you start thinking that you're a burden, that's when you start thinking, oh, you don't need to ask for the assistance, or you don't need to tell your friends how you feel, or da da da. You speaking up on anything or asking for help does not warrant you being a burden. Like, that's a heavy title to give yourself, just because you asked Maziwa koko ahelgani when you burden, just because you said, yeah, I can't do this math equation when you burden, just because you, that's crazy. That's really crazy. That's a heavy title to put on yourself. And you know, it's all in the mind. It's always all in the mind. The second you start thinking of yourself like that, you start seeing yourself like that, you start thinking other people see you like that, when absolutely no one at all is thinking like that, but now it shrinks you, it makes you small. So you need to get rid of that mindset. You need to remember you are not a burden at all. Also, I get so many messages of people telling me that they love seeing how I'm taking care of myself, healing myself, and out of all that, just learning and, you know, becoming who I am and whatever, whatever. There's people who've listened to me podcasting from day one, when I couldn't even speak into the mic, to now. And it's always so funny whenever people usually tell me how, you know, the difference. They're like, oh my God, this was not... So needed right now. I'm like, yeah, anyway, thank you for noticing that. But this is something I read a while ago, and I read this when I was getting into my whole maybe I need to start on learning and relearning things, blah blah blah, that I was used to doing, and now we'll try and be a different person and see if trying to be a different person, not necessarily different, but trying to be a better person, would make a difference in my life by me healing parts of me and me relearning things and learning things and stuff like that, which it has. But this is something that I read when I started doing all this, and I think I should share it just for... The ones that will understand the ones that, you know, the ones that will hear me will hear me. So it's a quote I read that went like this: be careful not to make healing your entire identity. The ego is always searching for neat, definable labels to attach itself to. Make sure you define yourself by living experience, being. You aren't a problem that needs to be solved. Let me say that one more time. Be careful not to make healing your entire identity. The ego is always searching for neat, definable labels to attach itself to. Make sure you define yourself by living experience, being. By living experience, being. You aren't a problem that needs to be solved. Okay. Wenyamelewa ni wenyamelewa. Go forth and be great. The forces within you. But anyway, if you understand that, you understand that. As much as you are also moving through life trying to better yourself, don't forget to actually have a living experience. You don't have to 100% be perfect. You don't have to 100% be healed. You know, it's okay. It's okay. Some days it's not going to be like that. Some days it's not going to be all peachy. It's not always going to be like that. But the fact that it's not all peachy means it's real. You know, you're going to have bad days. You're going to have consecutive bad days, consecutive bad weeks. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to learn things and then not practice them. You're going to be aware of how you should be and still not do it. You're going to, like... You're real, you're human. You're a real person experiencing real life. This is just a living experience. Enjoy it. Just because you made a mistake today, or just because you didn't do what the book said, you know, just because today, just because you haven't read a book in a month, doesn't mean umekosea life, ufanyi life venye inafaa kukua. No. It's okay. Nobody is this perfect. Even me, sometimes I'll come on the podcast and I'll tell you guys all this that I'm practicing, yeah? And then a week later, I'm like, you know, I'm tired. I don't want to do it no more. It's not always peachy and rosy and dandy, and it's okay. And it's very much okay. It's very much okay to be a real person, to be a real human. But anyway. So anyway, today's podcast episode was just basically about self-isolation and being an avoidant. And, you know, I think it's something that's important to unlearn. I feel like it always goes back to, I can't shame the shameless. I feel like shameless people normally don't care about these things. They don't care about being an avoidant. they don't care about ati ai vunaanza kushoi wanakuambia tu vinyiko na vinyiko. So anyway, yeah, I one noticed that about myself, and I notice it's doing more harm than good to me. Like the way I said, when I end up expressing my feelings or whatever, it might come out very, very wrong, very aggressive, very, you know, very whatever. And so I need to learn how to let loose, breathe, ask for the assistance, ask for the help, express my feelings, blah, 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 yada, 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 yada. You think the way I talk on this podcast, I'm the type of person to be like, oh, if I have like a misunderstanding with someone, I'll be like, no, nope. I'm just an avoidant. I just move. And for the longest, I thought it was actually really peachy until I learned it's not. Because somewhere along the line, I'm usually like, oh, it's so foul that this person didn't care about how I felt. Or it's so foul that, you know, this and this and words like this. But then also, I need to realize the fact that I did not speak up. People that are not mind readers. The fact that I didn't speak up, that's on me as well. So people are not mind readers. And also, I also have that whole thingy of when people do, sometimes when people do speak up, I'm like, you know what? I'm not about to have the argument with you, and I'll leave you alone as well. And I think that's also really foul. Maybe I need to work on that too. Because other people's feelings are also valid. They're also valid as much as, but you see, I don't do it in malicious intent. I don't do it dirty. I'm ignoring you because I don't care about your feelings. I might care about your feelings. It's just, I am not ready for this conversation. I'm not ready for the argument. I'm not ready for the blah, blah, blah. So I'd rather just avoid it. But then now, them, they're probably thinking of a bit like, Well, every day we learn something. Every day we're trying to unlearn something. And every day we're trying to relearn something. But yeah, I don't know. Can you guys tell that I'm just meh. I don't know. I've been having a very draining week. I feel like my week has been very, very draining. Nasiyatelo nimefanya anything extraordinary. I've just been work home. Nothing really interesting has been going on. So, I don't know. Are we all feeling this kalo funk, kalo whatever? But you know what I said? I said I'm really going to try and be consistent with the episodes. So this is me keeping the consistency, because I was about to not record. And I was just like, you know what? Let's speak on self-isolation and avoidance. Because even right now, the funk that I'm in right now, I've been self-isolating, I've been avoiding. And that's why I actually wanted to speak on it, because I really need to do something about it. I really need to be like, oh, okay, I'm feeling low. Maybe I should text a friend and tell them, hey, I'm feeling low, You know, and just have someone to talk to. And maybe we just talk and just vibe for like an hour on a phone call or whatever it is. Because like, kwani mtata ni nyuma phone call. Muna indrafiki yangu there. But yeah. Wait, does it count if I'm recording the podcast? You know, sure. Okay, na jiongelesha, but I don't think that's how it works, Glow. God damn. Am I the only person who hates? Well, it's kind of like a love hate. I hate when I find out something about myself that's actually toxic to me or toxic to people around me. And I'm fully aware that, yes, I am the problem here. Mm-hmm. It's just me. And that means I need to work on myself. Okay. Why could it be other people being the problem? I'm just a girl. How am I the problem? But anyway. Enough rambling and enough yada, yada, yada. I hope this podcast episode probably helped someone. You know, sometimes whenever I tell you guys, oh, you know, if you want to talk more about it, blah, blah. Guys, sometimes I can get tired too. And I do see the messages. Not that I'm ignoring. It's usually just sometimes I'm going through my own shit. And then I'll see someone asking me for advice. And I'm like, I'm not feeling as peachy. So please don't think I'm ignoring. when I do get around to responding is when I do feel like I'm feeling better. I'm feeling like my mental is in a good place. Because right now, I'm not going to lie, I don't think my mental is completely 100%. Like right now, I'm vibing. I'm just gliding through life. Like Nico in limbo. I'm just in limbo. I don't know if I'm, you know, I'm just going through limbo. So please, please, please do not stop messaging me or stop talking to me. Just kind of be patient with me when I get around to it. Please, 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 please. They're even not hunger patient looking at your episodes. But yeah, I hope I could do something interesting this weekend. Like, I don't know. I feel like I need to do something interesting, something out of the box this weekend instead of just staying home. I need to go outside, touch some grass. I need to feel alive for me to at least even start next week. And I feel like the way I started this week, sick and everything, set the pace of this week. So I need to start next week nicely. I need to start next week, right? So, you know, I need to do something interesting for myself next week. I mean, this weekend. So my week starts off on a high note. Anyway, I will tell you if I do. Other than that, I don't have much to say. We've come to the end of the podcast episode, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, if you want to reach out to me, you can find me at glowful_ on Instagram, glow_full on Twitter, youbetterasksomebody_ on Instagram, youbetterasksomebodypodcast on YouTube. And job hat responses. Oh yeah, also, guys, I listen to your audio messages so much. Nakonga ku niki skiza niki smile niki swing swing go niki swing swing ma tom go zangu niko kutu niko skiza. So yeah, keep on sending me voice messages too. But anyway, until next time, guys. Bye.